I am going to minister this morning on something that is very relative, and I'm just going to kind of make a disclaimer at the beginning of the message, and here it is. This message may offend you, but before you take offense, please realize that the offense could actually be conviction, and if you do get offended, I'm going to ask you to keep it to yourself. Because it probably is conviction. Amen. I'm going to minister this morning from just a place where God has dealt with me. I see things all over the world right now. They're very troubling. How many of you can say that you've had some strained relationships or some friendships, or any type of relationship that's ended just because of difference of opinion? Probably over this past year or so with all the election things and all of that stuff. How many of you have seen something on Facebook that one of your friends has posted and it's offended you? Just their post has just offended the heck out of you. Amen. All right. I'm going to preach on some things this morning that is going to help us out. You know, a few years ago, when I lived here in Paris, Dwayne and his children lived right down the road from me, and we used to take the kids to school. And I remember one day, Alea got in the car and she was all happy. Now, Alea's getting grown up and pretty now. She just looks like a little woman, and that's sad because I wanted her to stay a little girl. But she said, "Pastor Kelly, guess what they're teaching us at school?" And I'm always wanting to know what the kids are learning from school. Now, I see a lot of people hot. If you're hot, raise your hand. Dale, you're hot. Okay? Sorry, Dale. You're outvoted. Angel, put that down 1 degree. Will anybody get offended if I turn the fan on right here? Turn it on just a smidge. Okay. Now, if you get cold, start giving the stink eye to Dale. I'm just kidding. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you can't laugh in church, if you've got to just be uptight about every single thing, then you need a breakthrough in your life because, see, God don't want you all high-strung all the time, and you need to be able to laugh at some things. That's what I'm hearing this morning. There's some things that you know you just need to laugh them off because they're just a distraction. Amen? They are just a distraction. But Alea said, "Pastor Kelly, they are teaching us in school, and they're teaching us how to have an opinion." I looked at Dwayne and I said, "Oh my God, we're in trouble now. What do you mean they're teaching you to have an opinion?" How many of you know that opinions aren't facts? How many of you know that countries and nations are arguing most of the time over difference of opinion? Amen. Amen? I don't know a group of people more opinionated than the average Christian. And most of the time, the average Christian is not just opinionated, but they're very self-righteous. And I would be a bad pastor to let us go on in that. Now, I'm not saying it's all us. You know what? It's everywhere. It's everywhere. But I believe that God has scooped up the most amazing people, and he's just put all of them right here in Logan County, right under this roof. And so because of that, I want us to be above. You know, God didn't call you to be normal. Because after all, what the heck is that exactly? You know? Now, if you got a cell phone on, let's turn them cell phones off. It's okay. Now, God has for you an extraordinary life. It's extraordinary. And in order to have that, you got to think outside the box. You can argue every single day of your life if you want to. You can. You can make a deal out of every single thing if you want to. Who wants to do that? Let's go to 2 Corinthians. We're going to look at chapter 5, verse 20. The title of this message is "When Our Opinions Can Send Others to Hell." when our opinions can send others to hell. We are looking, and we are going right now to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. And it says here, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors. Now, an ambassador is an official representative of somebody with a very prestigious title. So an ambassador is someone, they're also very important, and they represent somebody that's extremely important. And the Word of God calls us His ambassadors. And it says, therefore, we are Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. Through us. So we represent God. He calls us His ambassadors. And then He says, I make appeals through my ambassadors. Now, the problem is when us as the ambassadors are so opinionated that we give out our opinion instead of the truth that can only be found in the Word of God. Amen. And the believer wants to spew out more opinions than they do the Word of God, and we are in error when we do that. And I have heard everything under the sun because I've been in ministry my entire life. And let me tell you, people, they need to just really read their Bible before they even open their mouth. I said people need to read the Bible a whole lot before they even open their mouth and begin to speak about something. Because I'm going to tell you something. God will put people in your path and for you to love on, win for Him. And if we are giving them our opinion is not going to help them. Because opinions aren't facts. How we feel about something isn't a fact. But the Word of God is truth, and it is a fact. So it says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. One of the ways that dampens the Lord's ability to make His appeal through us is when we want to hold on to our opinions more than we want to hold on to His Word. We want to hold on to our opinions more than we want to hold on to His Word. Now, believers are fighting over their opinions constantly. How many of you have seen, at least in the past 3 weeks, believers, people that claim to be Christians, arguing on Facebook about what they believe in? Can I just tell you that we should not be doing that? Do you know that you cannot control another person's way of thinking? We can barely, on a good day, control our thinking. You ever think something? I was thinking something this week, and then I said, God, I shouldn't be thinking like that. Please help me. But we can't control the way people think, and we can't control their opinions. Many times we can't control our opinions. But opinions are not the truth that is found in the Word of God. And here's what I have done over the past several years. I have told God, Lord, come into my heart. Lord, search me. And God, even my opinions, Lord, make me see what Your Word says so my opinions can line up with the Word. Your beliefs have got to line up with His Word. And the problem is for the average believer, they don't. people are calling right wrong and wrong right. People that have been raised in the church their whole life are out of the church because they have adapted to the culture that we are living in today. And the culture is wrong. And what is right is that there is judgment day. And on judgment day, every single knee is going to bow down. Every tongue. It does not matter if people believe in Christ or not. The Word of God says that there is a day, and it will come for all of us, where every knee is going to bow. See, there's not going to be, I don't believe in you, God, I don't receive you, and I don't accept you, so I'm not bowing. No, see, the Word says that every knee will bow, that every tongue will confess that He's Lord. So we better make Him Lord of our life here on this earth, because if not, we are making something else the Lord of our life. But I have seen believers be raised up in the church and now be out of the church because of the culture they have allowed to infiltrate their hearts and their minds and their actions and their lives and their family. And that is an abomination to the living God. Now, I'm not going to get religious on you because I'm not a religious pastor, but I am a Jesus pastor, and there is a huge, huge difference. But we can send people straight to hell with giving them our opinions. I can tell you that. And I want everybody under this roof to, you know what, more than we do anything, we need to love people. We really need to love people. The more you don't like somebody, the more God's saying love them. How many of you got people you don't like? Praise God. We're amongst a lot of people that are honest today, Brother Sam. I got people I don't care for, but you know what? God allowed them to cross paths with me because you know what? I'm not right when I'm not liking somebody. Amen. I don't got to just, you know, have tea and crumpets with them, but Alyssa, I got to be good to everybody. Yeah. And that's hard to do sometimes because I have opinions about things. I said I have opinions about things. So the internet has made everything, I believe, worse. People just spew out all of this garbage, and nobody has to face anybody, so nobody has any type of accountability because it's like, I can say whatever I want because I don't ever have to really be around you. Isn't that right, Jimmy? It's the truth. Can I keep this very real today? Can I just, I mean, I'm serious. Can I just very, very keep it real? There's going to be things that I may say, it may offend you. Please know that in the very bottom of my heart, I'm not trying to offend anybody. But I need to be able to say some things without people getting in their feelings, because we have to be able to know certain things about God. There are different things for different people. You know, I'm a pastor. Tanya, stand up. Tanya is someone that is a very well-known person in the community. She's a blessing to Logan County. Dad, he's a public figure. Brother Sam, you're a public figure. There's lots of public figures in here. And there are things that we as public figures, we absolutely can't do, not because it's wrong, but because of how we will make other people view us and our position. There are things that I'd like to do, places I'd like to go, things I'd like to see, but because I'm a pastor and I don't want to give people a wrong opinion of me, there's a way of living that I have committed to because I answered the call of God that was on my life. And there's certain things that I can't get away with, not because they're wrong, but because of who I am. That's right. Now, all of us are a child of God. And there is simply some things because of that, because of who we are, there's some things that God is saying, don't do. not because necessarily it's wrong, but because of the damage that it's going to do. How many of you know we're not taking anything out of this world but souls? At the end of the day, that's what's leaving this earth, is the souls that we win for the kingdom of heaven. That's it. Now, I'm almost dreading saying this, but I'm going to say it because I need to make some points. And I'm going to ask you very sincerely, do not get offended at me. Now, I can't control you. June was Gay Pride Awareness Month. Here's what I saw all month long, people arguing. You know who was the worst? The Christians. Here's what I wanted to do. I want to get under the table and just, oh my gosh. Am I saying don't stand up for what's right and wrong? No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm not saying that. Here's what I am saying. Here's what I knew. I made a personal decision, and I placed it in my heart to do a certain thing, and here's what it was. And I told God, Lord, I will not misrepresent you, because at the end of the day, God, more than you are anything, you are love. More than you're anything, God. See, God is not looking to keep people out of heaven. He's looking to bring them into heaven. And I'm going to tell you what absolutely would not work. It would not work if I got behind here every Sunday and told everybody how awful they were. There would be nobody left. You know why? Because people already know that. How many of you know all the bad things about you? Do you need anybody else telling them to you? No. Now, have there been certain services where God says, you're preaching about this, and that's the bottom line, because somebody in here, their soul depends on it. Absolutely. I'll speak the truth. I will read the truth. I have my beliefs. Absolutely. And I have my morals that I'm very dead set on. But here is what I placed in my heart. That I am God's ambassador. And because of that, how many believe that everybody that is living and breathing on the face of the earth, right here in this moment, they can be won for Christ? I have people, I'm certain, out of all the people on my Facebook list that live a homosexual lifestyle. I have all sorts of people on my Facebook list that love God. Let me tell you something. The homosexual also loves God. The whole room, if I dropped a pin right now, you could hear it. That's how real this just got. And I've never spoke about this in the 5 years that I've preached, but I'm going to tell you something. Because I'm an ambassador for Christ, there is just some things that I am not going to share on Facebook, because here's what I know. He that winneth souls is a very wise person. And I placed it in my heart that I would not represent the most loving, unconditionally loving person that there is, and that is God the Father. And I did not post anything about the rainbow. I didn't use any rainbow emojis, because here's the truth. There are people that I dearly love, and they are homosexuals. There are people that I dearly love, and they're not. And I knew that either way that I would go with any type of post, it was going to hurt somebody. And so I said, God, I believe that you want as many people in heaven as you can possibly get. And because people, see, you may be the only Jesus God-fearing person in someone's life, and nobody's telling everything that's going on in their life. So when they look at you, they're looking to see the God inside of you. And here's what I know. Paul, I cannot afford to put all of my opinions out there, because there's some opinions that I have that aren't very nice, and if they all go out there, there ain't much people going to be saved, because they're going to see just how ugly I am. I'm going to ask you to be committed to this lifestyle that, you know what? I'm not saying don't stand up for what you believe in. I'm saying stand up for it, but you know what? There's a certain way. What is God truly? He's love. Are y'all all mad at me?
No.
Okay, good. I was going to have to tell you to get over it. Some things just got to be said. We're his ambassadors. Go with me now to Romans chapter 14. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. People like to argue about little things that turn into a big thing. Have you ever had a little catty argument and it was just over something piddly, but by golly, by the end of that deal, it was a big deal. Y'all wasn't friends no more. You didn't like each other. I mean, I've had them type of arguments, and they're awful, because at the end of the day, you sit there and you lay awake in your bed and you're going, why did I take it that far? It's not even a big deal. Why did I even go there? Romans chapter 14. Now, for those of you that have attention span problems, you're going to have to bear with me, because we're going to draw some things out of the Word of God, and we're going to have to read 23 scriptures to do that. So get on the bus. Go with me now. Romans chapter 14, verse 1. Accept him whose faith is weak. Accept. Accept them. You're not going to agree with everybody. Their opinions are not going to all be your opinions. You can't be mad at them when their opinions are not yours. Here's what I had to do around COVID time. I hate COVID. I hate the word COVID. Because it was just a force to be reckoned with, and probably the force that was reckoned with the most is it divided people. And one day, Lisa, I was, you know, I look like a little gnat on Sunday morning, because I'm trying to shake everybody's hand. And I'm trying to talk with everybody. And I walked past the foyer, and I heard one of the door greeters talking about how it was a sin for people to get the COVID shot. And then, Moni, I walked the other direction, and I heard somebody else say, God is my witness, it was a sin for them not to get it. And I heard weeks of that, till I finally just got sick of it. So then I got behind here, and I said, I'm making up a new church rule, and here it is. Nobody in this building, if you're under this roof, do not cause discord by coming up in here and talking about the COVID shot. Because we're all Willy Wonky over it. People was getting upset, quitting the church over people saying it was a sin to do this and it was a sin to do that. Can I just inform you, it wasn't a sin to do it either way or to not do it. It was an opinion. It was an opinion. And you know what you do with opinions? You weigh them out and you compare them to the Word of God. And God will tell you what to do. Now, I was certain that I wasn't going to get a COVID shot. Now, y'all don't get offended when you hear this one. I was certain that I wasn't. Moni, I was sitting in the church, and one day God said, Kelly, I want you to get that COVID shot because you are around too many old people to not. And that was the only reason I got it, Jimmy. That was it. You're fine. I love Jimmy. We used to be neighbors. Best neighbors I ever had, you know. They just waved at you and you just waved at them and that was it. I had a neighbor one time. I'd roll up and she'd come down and she would tell me everything I was doing wrong on my property. One day I was bagging the leaves wrong and I thought, you're exactly right because I don't even know why I'm bagging the leaves to begin with. God wanted them leaves on the ground. He put them there and I'm leaving them alone. So our opinions. And then I went to the door greeter that day. I said, I love you, but that was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard, and please don't say that again. Because, see, when people come into the door of the church, they don't need to hear right off the bat that the COVID shot they got last Tuesday, they're going to hell for it. Now, I know that we can laugh about this now, but let me tell you what, in the thick of it, it was no joke. I had people calling saying they weren't coming back to church because Sally Sue and Sister Buckethead didn't have their nose under their mask. And I'm going, why are you looking? You're supposed to be worshiping God, and here you're looking at her nose. Are you kidding me? Except him whose faith is weak without passing judgment, and I love the Bible, on disputable matters. Disputable matters. Did y'all catch that? There's some topics that God will very clearly say in his word are not right. But then Paul, there's also some disputable matters. And people, at their best, they don't need to be disputing all the time because that's an energy waster. If you're constantly disputing, what are you doing for God? How many of you have ever gotten into a dispute and it got you in a bad mood? You didn't want to do nothing the rest of the day but eat something. Amen. That's what a good argument makes me want to do. So it says, one man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. Now, this sounds silly about eating, but this is the silly little piddly stuff that people argued about back in the day. And let me tell you something. You get the right person, they'll argue about it still. But it's these little things that people start arguing about because there's a difference in opinion because they are disputable matters. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not. And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does. For God accepted him. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. And he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One man considers one day more sacred than another. Another man considers every day alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. Now, how many of you have ever been to a Catholic church service? Okay. I love Catholics. I married one. I can't even say hello quick enough before they're done with their church service. They're done in like 15 minutes. I'm just getting warmed up at 15 minutes. Frank and I started dating. I said, I'll see you Sunday night. He goes, what do you mean you'll see me Sunday night? I said, we have church service on Sunday night. And he was baffled. And he had an opinion about it. And here was the opinion. He said, oh my gosh, how much sinning do all y'all do in between services?
Quite a bit.
He said, what do you mean you have two church services? What is going on down there? I never looked at it like that. He still believes it. Let me tell you something. That wasn't up for dispute. It just isn't. That's how it is. I always thought it was weird that he went to church on Saturday night. To me, I was raised where Sunday, that's when we went to church. Can you see what I'm trying to say here? There's some things that people are arguing about, and really in the big realm of everything that's going on in the world, are they really that important to just lose friendships over, to leave churches? They're not. So it says here, verse 6, he who regards one day as special does so to the Lord. He who eats meat eats to the Lord, for he gives thanks to God, and he who abstains does to the Lord and gives thanks to God. Verse 7, for none of us live to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone. Verse 8, if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Verse 9, for this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be the Lord of both, the dead and the living. You then, why do you judge your brother, or why do you look down on your brother? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. See, we don't have to judge people because God's going to do that. We don't need to judge people because God's going to do that. We're not qualified to judge people. Only God is. Because it is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will confess to God. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Verse 13, therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. What I have noticed in society is people and their opinions, people are so convinced that their opinions are correct that when someone else does not share the same opinion, we are judging people that don't view life the same way as we do, and we should not do that. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way. I'm going to read that one more time because that is one of the nuggets in this group of scripture. Something that every person, they have to make up their mind that they're not going to do. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way. You have to make up your mind that you're not going to do that to someone else. This message really began on Monday when I went to minister at the jail. And I walked in, and there was about three or four girls, and they sat at the table. Now, I know that when I go in there to minister that I'm going into their house. So I can't say, okay, everybody, it's time for ministry. Come here and sit down. They get to pick if they want to come over and sit down and get some church or not. It's their house, and I'm going into their house where they're living, and I'm going to minister to whoever wants it. In my opinion, they all need it, but I keep my opinions to myself in there out of respect for them because I'm going into their home. And I'm respectful when I go. And I sat at the table. There was about three or four girls. They did not want ministry. That used to offend me because I would think I stopped everything I'm doing to come down here and some of y'all aren't getting over here. And then God showed me, Moni, that I was wrong. So I sat down at the table and I thought, and here's what I told God, God, you speak through me because here's what I know. If I'll just do what you say, they'll all be sitting over here by the end of this hour. Because, see, the anointing is attractive, and it will draw. See, the Word of God says that no man can come to the Father, but that the Lord bring him, draw him. So when you're trying to stiff arm somebody to see it your way, you're repelling them. It's like you done squirted mosquito repelling all over you. They ain't coming to God with you. So I get over there. About 30 minutes into it, these girls who are sitting down in the bunk beds, they get up and they come and they sit down. I said, well, how are you ladies today? Not very talkative. I keep reading. And see, if you'll just let God make his appeal through you, he will do that. Because as God is my witness, I'm sitting here and I'm reading the Bible and these girls come up. They sit right down beside me. And I turned to one of them and I just felt the presence of God, and I thought, I don't know what I'm about to say, but here we go, Lord. I'm gonna let you make your appeal. And I looked at her nose to nose. I said, do you believe in God? Do you believe in Christ? And she says, no, I don't. It's a little too late for me to start believing in that. And I said, can I ask you why you don't? And she said, because a person told me, now I'm about to dip my toes in a very controversial subject, and I'm going to do that as lightly as I can. She said, because a person told me that if someone committed suicide, that they immediately went to hell. And my brother and my cousin, who I was very, very close to, both committed suicide. And because they went to hell, how could I ever love God because he'd sent them there? Our opinions can turn people straight to hell, or they can turn people straight to God. Can we all agree that nobody gets to choose who's going to heaven except for God? I didn't have no problem representing God with this one. I said, can I be very honest with you, hon? She said, I wish you would. I said, you've got a real idiot that said that to you. I said, because see, God is not looking to keep people out, but he is looking for every single way that he can to let them in. I said, the living God sent me in here today to ask you one question. Will you give him another chance? She broke. Just like that. The anointing breaks the yoke. You're either going to choose to walk in the anointing that God gave you or the self-righteous attitude that the devil wants to put on you, but you cannot do both. And our opinions can really screw people up. That's why we don't need to be spewing them out. I said, God wants to know if you will give him another chance. Because God did not say that to you. A person did. A person did. So it says, therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another and instead make up your mind to not put a stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way. As one who is in the Lord Jesus, I am fully convinced that no food is unclean in itself. But if anyone regards something as unclean, then for him it is unclean. See, there are certain things that people, the disputable matters, there are certain subjects that people are going to feel one way about them, and you're going to feel another, and it doesn't make either one of you wrong. Okay? I'm going to take alcohol, for instance. I'm hitting all the subjects today. If we're going to get offended, we're going to get there, and we're going to get there fast. Now, this is an opinion of mine. I don't personally think that it's wrong for someone to have a glass of wine. Now, for me, I feel that it's wrong because if I'm praying for someone that is struggling with alcoholism, I don't want to put a stumbling block up in their way because what they'll probably say is, well, my pastor does it, so can I. I also have a husband that is November, I believe, is it the 28th? He will be 7 years sober from alcoholism. There are certain things we're not going to do in our household out of honoring each other. And because of the call that's on my life, do I feel that it's wrong to? Absolutely not. But because of what I do, Tanya, I can't afford to allow people to see me at Applebee's drinking it up. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some days I feel like it. And I tell God, if I was a drinker and a smoker, this would be one heck of a day. Because that's what I'd be doing. But instead, I eat something. And I like it. Let me finish this up for us. I'm going to go down to verse 19. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and mutual edification. Verse 22. This is the most powerful verse at times. So whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God. Praise God. I feel like we need to read that again. So whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God. Whatever you believe about these things, we all got some beliefs that we're believing on. And you know what? I've had people, I placed it in my heart that I would not make one, not even one post about the presidency. And I got my opinions about them, but I did not post one thing. Why? Because I am committed to winning the souls. I'm committed to it. I'm committed to it. And here's what I'm also committed to in my train of thought. God loves Kamala Harris and God loves Donald Trump. He loves them both. And see, the problem is some people, they're so self-righteous that they want God to not love one of them and love the other. Now, God, I don't like this one, so love this one, but don't love this one. See, that ain't how it works. Go with me to Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. We're talking about opinions today. Now, we just read a verse where God says, as far as it concerns these things, keep what you believe to yourself and God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Do nothing out of selfish ambition. Sometimes we are so selfish with the way that we think that we're not going to change it for nobody, not even God. But the Word says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. What does that mean? Consider people before you consider yourself. consider them. And the problem is that we live in a very inconsiderate world where nobody is considering anyone. And people are hard-hearted and stiff-necked. And it's not serving them well. Do nothing out of selfish ambition. So I went to someone. Because they were involved in the church. Now, I'm going to just tell it to you like it is. Can I tell it like it is? I love people, and anybody can come up here and sit, and I will love them till the cows come home. But if you are going to hold an office in this church, if you are going to do something in this church and be something, there is a standard. And it is the standard of excellence. How many of you know you can't be a doctor and be the one taking all the pills and doing things? Okay? I said that because we ain't got no doctors in here. Lord, bring us some doctors up in here. What the heck? And I had to go to this person. I had to say, you know, I don't know why you posted this, but this is a problem for me. Because there's a certain amount of influence that you have because you hold an office in this church. See, I'm all about letting people have their opinion, but don't you mess with little sheep. I said, you know, because you posted this, people are torn. I said, did you ever consider that you have people that you love on both ends of that spectrum and that because you posted this, you offended everybody else over here? See, we all need to understand who we are. Because whether you're the pastor or the average Joe or the ditch digger or the president, you're somebody to God. And we should be thinking about what we're doing regardless of what we do for a living. Because everybody has a certain degree of influence. And is your opinion really as important as a soul? It's not. It's not. The word says don't do anything out of selfish ambition. It's a selfish thing to do to constantly spew your opinion about something when that's all that it is. It's an opinion. It makes God's job harder. What about the little girl that had a breakdown and a breakthrough on Monday? What about her? What if I was just some religious fanatic that's like, yeah, that's right. They went to hell. You know what? We don't know. Here's what I told that little girl. Sweetheart, let me just inform you. There are going to be a whole bunch of people in heaven we did not expect. And even more than that, there are going to be a whole bunch of people in hell. We also did not expect them to be there because they were the ones that were better than everybody else. Don't do anything out of selfish ambition. Go with me now to Matthew chapter 5. Last verse for me. Verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled. Now, I looked up salt and what it was supposed to do. And it says this, salt does not create flavor. Did you know that? Salt does not create flavor. But it opens up the taste buds to receive the flavor. So when the Word of God says, you are the salt of the earth. God wants you to be His ambassador, not His enemy. We are supposed to be that ambassador that opens up the taste bud for the unbeliever and says, you know what? I want what they got. I want what they got. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. Everyone in the house. Not just the people that we have the same opinion. In the same way, let your light shine before men. Not to show them how good that you are and how perfect that you are. That they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Why did I preach this? This is what God had for us today. Your guess is as good as mine, but you know what? If it's not on point, then my name ain't Kelly May Beatrice Sprick. It's right on. It's right on. Because you know what? God wants to take us all to a higher level. And in order to be at that level, we got to leave those opinions that are hurting people. We got to leave those behind. You can have your opinion, but I just showed you in the Word of God where God tells you to keep it to yourself. Amen. Now, I don't have a violin here that I can just play and give you some spiritual thing and we're going to all stop doing this stuff. I'm going to ask you to work on it. One day at a time. One day at a time. You're going to be given opportunities this week to spew out your opinions. And when you open your mouth, I hope you just do this. No. Jesus loves you. And I do too. Y'all stand to your feet. Brother Charlie, we sure love you. We sure love you. Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank you for all these folks. God, you love them so much. Lord, I thank you for the people that you're sending in all of our paths. Father God, we're going to handle them correctly. Lord, I said we're going to handle them correctly. God, we're going to love them like you would love them. God, give us the ability to do that. Lord, help us to keep our opinions to ourselves. And Lord, show us what we're to do for you this week and cause us to be a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.